This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. It's been a while, but it is time now for Grab Bag. It is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, we've been off for a little bit. We had our holiday. Hunter Henry was calling us out for that.
He was.
I couldn't. Do you think he thinks we only work during football season? Because he goes, guys, the offseason's coming up.
No, I think he was. I think what he was saying is wait until our season. Don't be taking days off in the middle of our season. We have big games, is how I interpreted that.
That is true.
I mean, look, hey, Hunter, it's flex time. You can take it up with Odyssey if you'd like.
So we missed a lot of Celtics action, or at least the opportunity to talk a lot about the Celtics, who are rolling. They're 22-12 right now, and if you just saw it on Saturday, Jaylen Brown put up a 50 burger after
50.
He's Sally O'Malley, dropping 50, and he was pissed that he wasn't Player of the Month. That was very important to him. He just missed out on Player of the Month in December. They gave it to Jalen Brunson, the wrong Jalen, if you ask me.
Well, should have been probably what he was most insulted by.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he has been having an unreal season. The wins really justify the stats in this case, whereas if he was putting up big numbers but they were 500, you would say, okay, great. But he is taking this team that does not have a tremendous amount of talent, and he is rolling right now. So Jaylen Brown having an awesome season. So he's averaging over 30 points a game now, 6 boards, 5 assists. You asked me a week or so ago, is he an MVP candidate? I was like, well, no. I mean, he's first team all NBA, but not an MVP. He's like literally swapped spaces with Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
But with Jokic being hurt, doesn't that kind of open the door up a little bit?
For sure.
Okay.
So the Celtics are 22-12. They're only 3.5 games back of first in the East.
Yeah.
They now have some cushion between them and the 4 seed. They're 2 games up on the 4 seed. They have the best scoring differential in the East. You just mentioned first team. Kevin Pelton, ESPN, went through all the NBA awards today. His all-NBA first team, and he's factoring in like who's likely going to qualify based on games played.
Oh, is Jokic going to qualify?
Jokic out. Oh. Giannis out. Oof. A bunch of those names out. Here's his first team. SGA.
Shea, yep.
Luka.
Yep.
Cade Cunningham.
Yep.
Jalen Brunson.
Oh, is there room for another Jalen there?
And Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
that's his first team.
100%. I'd probably have him over Brunson, but I guess we could see how it all shakes out. But either way, like, yeah, first team all NBA. But then when you remove Jokic and Giannis, I mean, those guys have been hogging a lot of the MVP awards. I know Shea won it last year, but Luka's never won, right? So maybe they'll give it to him this year. Lifetime Achievement Award, like in the NFL.
Sure.
But Brown has a chance.
I mean, look, it does make me a little more angry about how they laid down against the Knicks in Game 6 last year. It's like they were down a lot of guys. Mm. No Porzingis. No, who else was that? I mean, Tatum, obviously.
Tatum, yeah.
No, who else am I missing, though? Was
I forget. Was Horford played? No, Horford played.
Yeah, was that it?
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm still a little disappointed in how they laid down in that game. They didn't need to win the series, but I thought they had enough to come back in that series even without Tatum, and that is frustrating. But no, I mean, they've been just fine without Tatum because of Jaylen Brown. Yes.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were
crab bags.
God only knows what they were up to in there.
Meanwhile, the other winter sports team, the Boston Bruins, they had a little bit of a rough patch, Jones, while we were off. Mm. They failed to win a game for a little while there, but they've won back-to-back games.
Good for them.
They won back-to-back games. They beat Edmonton and Vancouver. They got one more game on this road trip there in Seattle tomorrow night. Another late start, 10 o'clock, taking on the Kraken. They are outside of the playoffs. They're kind of slipping, falling, sinking like a stone.
Good win over the Oilers,
yeah.
6-2. Our guy Frazier,
yeah,
he went back to Vancouver, back home to Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
He heard the Blues are calling.
I was going to say, Seattle, he's going to have a great game.
Oh
great point.
Great point. Back to the Space Needle.
I would think so.
Roz. Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Daphne.
Eddie.
The whole crew is going to be there in Seattle for him. So
definitely.
That'll be big. Good point. Good point there, Keith.
He's going to have a homecoming when he takes on the Kraken. Yeah.
Jones, Keith, it's good friend, Kelsey Grammer. Oh. Just wanted to say, smashing program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hey, Keith, I hear the bags are grabbing on WEEI. Mercy. And Jones, it seems a bit confused. Like the hamster fell off the wheel. Because he don't know what to do with those random ball players of the day. It's Wachowski again. Andy Ashby all over your face.
Good night, everybody.
Jones, also, it's been a couple weeks. We haven't had a show in the Red Sox. I asked the question before we went on our
break. Somebody's texting and chirping you. Yeah.
I said, are the Red Sox going to do anything of significance in the time that we are away? We both said no.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
To their credit, they got themselves a first baseman.
Yeah.
Are you excited about the Contreras era?
Wilson Contreras. Am I excited about it?
Are you excited about it?
I wouldn't say I'm like over the moon about it, but it's a nice real middle of the order bat.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah, good,
good solid ball player. He'll sock you a 20 home run.
Do you think
improved defensive first base?
Do you now think that the Red Sox will get either Bregman or Bichette?
No.
Well,
the Blue Jays look like they're kind of out now
on Bichette.
No, on Bregman.
Okay.
With the Yakamoto sign.
Yeah, I think they might get Bregman back now. I've been all over the map, honestly. It seems like I never thought he'd even opt out to begin with, so I was wrong about that. But if they get him back, I don't know if it's like a grand slam of an offseason, but
no,
it's
not.
But the team's
better.
Yeah.
They're better, but they're not contenders, like true World Series contenders, I don't think.
No.
But Bregman, Contreras, Gray, Oviedo, they somehow did get better than a year ago.
And then just keeping all the outfielders?
Yeah.
I guess.
Seems that way.
But no, Bregman's a big part of that. Because if it's just Contreras and Gray and Oviedo, like we'll be like, hey, you got Contreras, but basically you turned Bregman and Devers into Contreras. That's tough for him.
Yeah.
That's not...
Not great.
Not ideal. So, but at least they did something. I was not expecting that.
Crab bag.
Nailed it. All right, we have good
fade on that one.
Black Monday in the NFL,
as it were.
We had a couple in-season firings. We had some yesterday and some more today. So at last check, 6 head coach openings in the NFL. They are the Giants and Titans, the Falcons, Cardinals, Browns, and Raiders. Some tough squad. Raiders do have the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, so most attractive destination out
ooh,
of those.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Like, which job would you want? You're the head coach du jour the moment.
All right, so let's take it this way real quick. Giants have Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Titans have Cam Ward. Mm-hmm. Falcons have...
Nobody.
Michael Penis.
A broken Michael Penis.
Cardinals are also in the market, right?
Yeah, they don't have a quarterback.
Browns have all the quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
And the Raiders have still Geno?
Well, the number one pick.
Number one pick.
That'd be my answer for their quarterback.
It's right,
between the Raiders and the Giants.
I'd say the Raiders. You got Brock Bowers, maybe the best tight end. I don't know. Maybe get something out of Ashton Jeanty. Still got Max Crosby, right?
Well.
Yeah.
Well, right now.
Yeah, it sounds like he's on the way out. But maybe, perhaps. Yes.
You got Tom Brady. I don't know if that helps or hurts. No, those are bad jobs.
They are.
There isn't so, like an like last year you were like Caleb Williams and Drake May. Like, yeah, like those are good spots.
Yeah.
There's you don't feel that way about Cam Ward. Maybe Dart. I don't know. Maybe Giants.
I'm saying it's Raiders or Giants. I think I probably would lean Giants, but it's those two, and that comes back to how you feel about the number. I don't like Mendoza, but I do kind of. I like Dante Moore.
Yeah.
So I think the Raiders are right there. I'd lean Giants though, because at least you know what Dart is. As long as he doesn't get himself injured and his brain scramble when he's out on the field.
I pledge allegiance to the bag grab of the Jones and Keith Show grab bag, and to the grab bag for which it stands, one bag under grab. Keith's ex-wife with bag grabs and grab bags for all.
He could have just said, I pledge allegiance to the bag.
You want to write these down for everybody?
It would have flowed a little better.
He took his time. Yeah. He made that. Did a nice job. All right, how about this? College football playoff? You've been watching any of that? Taking that in?
Drink it. Mostly disappointed outside of Georgia and Ole Miss, yeah.
Yeah, you had one great game, the SEC game between Ole Miss and Georgia. So Ole Miss, without Lane Kiffin, has won back-to-back playoff games, and they now find themselves in the semifinals. Big upset of the weekend, Ohio State lost to the U. So you get Miami and Ole Miss in the Fiesta Bowl. And then Oregon, who shut out Texas Tech 23-0, taking on Indiana, who just blew doors on Alabama.
And Indiana already beat them earlier this year, meaning the Ducks. They already beat them.
Yeah. So we're living in a world now where Indiana football is where it's at.
Indiana's undefeated.
I know.
They're in their second straight college football playoff, and they're, like, dominating the transfer portal. So, yeah, apparently Indiana football is here to stay.
We're in a world now where Alabama basketball is good and Indiana football is good. It's really strange. But, yeah, they're dominating. I'm with you. I still don't think Mendoza is going to be a great NFL quarterback at all. You think he's going to be good? No. I know he's a strange duck.
The comp that I've seen for him is Goff. And I'm like, so if it works out, he's Goff?
Yeah.
I mean, Goff is fine. But that's like
Goff
if it works.
Fine.
He's like a weirdo, goofy, or Goff? Like, no thanks. I don't want that.
So these games are going to be Thursday and Friday. And then the championship is in the 19th, and then they'll get like over a week off.
Well, it's good. So, it's good that they got it all done in like a tidy amount of time.
So Dan Lanning, Oregon head coach, he had a great layout of what they need to do. He's like, college football should dominate Saturdays. We don't need the NFL on Saturdays. We should just play every Saturday till a champion's crowned. You can have the whole thing over by like January 1st.
So all of that's a great point. Then the portal could start right after.
Because these bye teams are losing. I think you're it's a disadvantage now to have the bye. In the college football playoff, you're off for so long. That team gets another game. Maybe it's a tune-up game, like you play James Madison or Tulane, or you have a real game. Whatever, you advance from there. No. You're fresher. It's clearly proven to be a help.
16 teams get rid of the bowls, which they won't because they make a lot of money. But 16
get rid
teams.
Of two bye weeks in the regular season have one. It's 12 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Two.
And now,
the two bye weeks is stupid.
Exactly. Yeah. The month of December is dominated by the college football playoff, and it's every Saturday, and it's not weird games. I know they want to keep the New Year's and New Year's Day thing going. Get rid of that. And just do your college football playoff on Saturday, 16 teams, boom, done. Transfer portal can open after that, and you're good. That would fix it, but they won't do it.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, Big Dork Podcast tonight, Stranger Things finale. So the finale aired New Year's Eve, which seems like a lifetime ago, Jones, but it really wasn't that long ago.
Where'd you watch? You went to the theater? Or you watched it right
No,
the Dragon's
I watched
Lair?
That at home. Dragon's Lair. Yeah, it's built for it. It's built for it. So I enjoyed the finale. I know it was controversial on...
Oh, it was?
Well, Twitter, everybody... You understand Twitter, so maybe it doesn't speak to everybody. On Twitter, people hate stuff. And so that was stuff.
I have noticed that.
And therefore, a lot of people disliked it. I didn't. No. I liked it. I didn't dislike it like so many people did. I also, it got me thinking about good TV show finales and how many of them are even accepted as good finales.
There's not many.
Very few. Like even the best shows ever.
Wire,
I think, didn't have a strong season, but it had
a
great
finale. Was great. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah, people like the Breaking Bad finale,
yeah, I
right?
did. Yeah. I thought Breaking Bad was good. But like Game of Thrones was a disaster. Sopranos, very polarizing.
Lost.
Seinfeld.
Lost. Dexter.
Dexter.
Yeah.
So people don't know how. So
yeah, how many good finales are there?
So Stranger Things was definitely closer to the good ones than it was the bad ones. But we'll unpack the whole thing and discuss it. They're already talking about like a spin-off animated series and all this other stuff. So looking forward to that. Right?
Every time a grab bag rings, Jones and Keith get their wings.
All right, Jones, you're probably asking the question, has Bob Ryan tweeted?
I must. This is the last time we're on here.
Yeah, we can.
If not, somebody better go knock on his door.
We can't go through all of these, obviously. But somebody did have a nice image of Mike Schmidt and asked
Bob Ryan request him in a bikini.
Yeah. Hey, Gronk. Take off
Mike Schmidt in a bikini. You know,
leave him in a jock strap. Where does Mike Schmidt rank all time among position players? Top 10, top 20, and then this account tweeted out a bunch of his stats.
Oh, top 10 or top 20? I'd say top 20, not top 10.
How about this answer by Bob Ryan? How about number one third baseman ever?
Yeah, that wasn't the question.
Well, that's where he
was that no, position it. Players. Yeah.
Okay. Listen, that's where he put him.
Yeah.
Somebody also tweeted out an image of a grilled cheese sandwich next to a bowl of tomato soup.
Yep. And Bob's like, I've been eating that for 50 years.
I knew the guy who invented the grilled cheese tomato soup.
Yeah.
Some guy, Chef, on Twitter.
Chef? At Chef? Chef?
Well, no.
Oh.
His handle's Chef. He's at Chef7, but 7 spelled with two M's.
Okay. Good to know. Yep.
He goes, you just got off a 16-hour overnight shift and come home to tomato soup and grilled cheese. What do you do?
Well, I would eat it.
You would?
Yeah. I'd dunk the grilled cheese right in the soup.
You don't want to know what I would do to it. 16-hour shift? A 16-hour shift? I was away from a bowl of soup? No. So then Thrill of the Gorilla responded,
oh,
a grilled cheese sandwich and a bowl of tomato soup is fine dining at its best, to which Bob Ryan responded,
there we go.
Damn right. You could do a lot worse.
Hey.
It's good. Just good interaction there, yeah. I feel like.
The man lived through the Depression.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It started 7-8 months ago, right? All for this
grab bag.
It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, you're honored. Your kids are honored. Your families are honored.
Grab bag.
One, three. One, two, three.
Grab bag.
Honor.
No. I thought we were going to go grab bag there. Yeah.
All right, Jones. Who was the best NBA performer from last night, and we have ourselves a couple of different choices here.
Yeah,
was
it
Luka Doncic?
Oh.
36 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists in the MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Norman Powell? 34 points. Was it Giannis Antetokounmpo? 37 points and 11 rebounds.
Yeah.
Was it Pascal Siakam? 34, 7, and 5. Or was it Desmond Bane?
You merely adopted the dark.
I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
31-6-6 for Bane.
Yeah, let's go with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, back at it. It's a ball player who played in the outfield. He'd throw it in from the right side, but he'd dig in from both sides.
Confusing.
Switch hitter.
Okay.
Righty arm, lefty glove. In fact, a gold glove
wow.
in one season.
What year?
He won a gold glove in 2003. He was runner-up in the Rookie of the Year voting in 1997, and he decided to hang up the spikes at the end of the 2008 season. He played for a lot of teams. He played for...
Okay.
The Blue Jays, Dodgers, Giants, Devil Rays, Padres, Snakes, Mariners, Astros, Red Sox.
Where? Okay. When he was runner-up for Rookie of the Year, where was he? A Blue Jay? And where did he win his gold glove? Where did he start and where did he win his gold glove?
All right. He played for two teams his rookie year?
Jeez.
He played for Seattle and Toronto
okay.
his rookie year. He is a member of the 30-30 club.
Wow.
He had a 34 homer, 32 swipe season.
32 and 30.
Yeah, 34 okay. and 32 season. And where, 274.
And where did he get the gold glove?
He
still
has
Toronto?
A San Francisco gold glove, oh, but his 30-30 season was in Toronto. And you might remember he was supposed to be like one of the next big things.
Alex Rios.
No, good one. Good one.
Thank you. I feel like we've had him before.
Well, we may have had this guy before, too.
Yeah, good point.
That doesn't mean we haven't. 204.
Do we start a list this year?
Huh?
Oh. First one of the year, do we write these down?
Oh. Forward? Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, Bill.
Tell you what. You missed a year and a quarter of these. starting.
Well, I mean, we yeah, don't want that to get piled up on us.
Does anybody have
Is
any
nobody
I'm cheating and looking.
Text line does have it.
Any nicknames?
Let's see. Does he have a nickname?
Jose Cruz Jr.?
He got it!
It's not a nickname. Just his full name.
Junior was his nickname.
Jose Luis Cruz.
He went 30-30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was supposed to be really good. Remember, it was like, oh, this guy's awesome. And you're like, he's okay.
Huh.
And then he kind of peaked there, and then he had back-to-back 30 home run seasons in 2000 and 2001. Okay.
So he must have got traded for somebody good.
He must have. Let's if only Blue Jays that information.
Blue Jays and Mariners. He was a Mariner to Toronto, so who went to Seattle? Must have been somebody.
Mike
good.
Timlin?
Oh.
And Paul Spoljarek.
Spoljarek?
Yeah.
All right, strike
out. Oh, he was also traded by the Rays to the Snakes for Casey Fossum.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Casey Fossum, of course.
He pays around
the mound. Yeah, oh, yeah. He, of course, traded for Curt Schilling.
He takes, he's like 110 pounds.
Part of that package.
$20.7 million he was able to earn.
Keep that.
Yep.
Most of it.
No.
Some of it.
Some of it yeah. went to Randy Hendricks and Alan Hendricks as agents.
Okay, there's two of them.
The rest went to, of course, Uncle Sam.
There you go. That is our random baseball player of the day, each and every day, here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We'll get to the clip du jour. Check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.